BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Laura, I'm 24 and I'm from Nuneaton. You might not know this, but I proposed to a famous pop star. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, which famous pop star did you ask to marry you?
Chesney Hawkes.
So talk me through the whole evening.
Well, basically, I was out one night with my friends. There's about four of us. We're in Magaluf, and we saw this poster advertising a set with Chesney Hawkes. So we thought, oh, we'll go to that, because we remembered the song.
The song, yeah.
Yeah, the song. And it was just like, well, we thought it'd be quite a laugh. So we got there, and me and my friend, we went down to the front, singing along and dancing in front of him, having a good time.
But to which song?
I Am the One and Only.
Oh, right, not any others?
No, just that one, really.
Did he do any others?
He did, but I can't remember what they were. They weren't really that well known.
That's what everyone says.
He's a very nice man, Chesney Hawkes. But
he is, lovely.
You got to be honest, Laura, you just want him to play that song.
Yeah, that was the only one I was interested in.
And let me ask, did he do that at the end?
He did.
Right, yeah. So you're there for the whole 2 hours waiting for the one and only?
Yeah, that was it.
But when it drops, it's big.
Everybody went crazy. We were right down at the front, giving it stacks in front of him.
Well, they have been waiting a while for it.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've seen The One and Only by Chesney Hawkes with your mates in Magaluf. Then what?
Yeah. Well, he then announced that he's going to sign some autographs, get some pictures and things. I went off and I queued up in this queue and I must have been stood there about 15 minutes. Gave me a kiss on the cheek. Hello, how are you? And he signed this bit of paper for me. And then I stood there and I went, will you marry me?
So you've asked Chesney Hawkes to marry you?
Yeah.
After getting his autograph and a picture?
Yeah.
And the answer was?
No, I'm already married.
Oh, gutted. You didn't even know that.
Devastated.
Did you really mean it?
At the time, I thought I did, yeah.
In those situations, people do say weird things.
I know. I think I had one too many sambucas. But I did go to meet you at the end of the night as well.
What?
I met you at the end of the night.
Were you at the gig?
Why was I at a Chesney Hawkes gig?
Oh, you weren't. You were at a Pat Sharp gig.
Oh, God.
Why were you going to Pat Sharp gigs?
Right. Was I with Joe Wiley?
I can't remember. I don't think you were.
I can explain. We used to do my show in Magaluf for quite a few years, and there was one evening where, yes, I did go to a Pat Sharp gig, and I took Joe Wiley into the DJ box. And that's where you met me?
Yes.
Have you proposed to any other celebrities since?
I haven't, no. Just Chesney Hawkes.
Out of interest, why didn't you propose to Scott that night?
I don't really know, to be honest. I should have done, really, shouldn't I?
Am I not really your type?
Did you miss your chance?
I think I did.
We could have been happily married by now.
I know, I'm devastated.
Why don't you do it now?
Okay.
No, this is weird.
Only if you mean it, though.
I will, definitely. Will you marry me?
How many sambucas have you had this time?
None, because I'm driving.
Will I marry you? Laura from Nuneaton. No. Love you, bye!
Oh, Scott!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And I'm very pleased to welcome Misha B.
Hey.
You all right?
Good, you?
I'm very good. Were you in Twickenham earlier today, Misha B?
I was.
Did you go to a bank?
How did you know?
Just some of our listeners have been spotting you.
Oh my gosh.
You can't do anything now, can you? Can't even go to the bank to withdraw some cash without people going, it's Misha B! Now, thank you very much for coming in today. We love your song, Home Run. I'm going to play that in a minute. Is this, so far in your career to date, one of your finest moments playing innuendo bingo?
Well, I'm very excited but nervous.
I know. Now, you told me you just watched the Ollie Murs video when we had him in.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that?
Extraordinary.
Murs loves playing that game. He's like, but he never gets the name right. He's like, I love innuendo bingo. Doesn't quite get it right. So what are you up to at the moment? Obviously, you've got the song coming out.
Yeah, working on my album as well. So I've spending a lot of time in the studio writing, putting things together. Also, I'm performing various different places around the city.
Excellent.
Performed at GAY this weekend.
How was that?
Great. I love them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chris is here. You all right, Chris?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Last week,
yes,
I have to tell you, Misha B, Aidan Grimshaw was in playing bingo, and it was a bit too nice. Like, Chris went for it, and Aidan would just a little spurt every now and again. Like a water feature. It's kind of like a that you'd find in someone's garden. Now, I don't want you to hold back, Misha, all right? Mm-hmm. Okay?
Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Just go for it from the outset, okay? Uh-huh. We're going to play your song, Home Run, and then we will play Innuendo Bingo. We need everyone who's listening to get to a computer and go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to turn the cameras on, and it could get wet. Well, what are you doing after this, Misha? Have you got to do something else?
I've got another tap.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I love that you've come prepared. Right, we've been playing this game for about 2 years now, and we've never got, like, extra clothes, just in case. And people walk out of here soaking, but I like it that you've thought ahead.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you're not talking as much as you normally do, and that's because I think you're nervous.
I am.
Are you? It's only a bit of water. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, we've said this before.
Yeah. At least it's not like yogurt. Sometimes we play like that.
Are you or sure,
spaghetti
yeah.
hoops.
Or milk.
Milk. Yeah.
That's not
that
on
a,
today.
That was a bad one.
We're just going back to basics with the water. So if you want to watch on the cameras now, get on the Radio 1 website. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Can you get on this on your phone as well? This is incredible. So you can watch on the move. So get on your phone. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And wherever you are, whether it's on a laptop or a computer or your phone, you can watch today's Innuendo Bingo. Ryan in Bognor is playing along with his sparkling water. Hi, Ryan. I'm waving to you on the
it's
camera.
It's a bit classy, isn't it?
I know. We need to get involved with that. And also, Emma Kirk is watching, waiting and hoping that the Innuendo Bingo that she sent in today makes it to the show because she needs those 250 Scott Mills points. Let's play the game.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, Sam in Leek, who's watching. Sarah in Brighton, who's watching. Says, I love Misha B. Home Run is my song of the summer.
Woo!
Blake in Cornwall is sat on the beach in Padstow, where the sun is out, watching Innuendo Bingo on his phone. Okay, so the idea is this. You both fill your mouths with water to the brim. Let's not be sipping it today. Let's just be filling our cheeks, okay? Misha B is extra prepared for today's Innuendo Bingo and has bought a spare set of clothes. First time any of the guests have done that. So don't hold back, Chris.
And you see, I haven't bought any.
And for that reason, don't hold back, Misha.
Right, let's do this.
Okay, ready? So, thank you for sent in...
Just go for it, yeah?
...some bingo this week. This first one is from Rob in East Grinstead. We've got the water, we've got the bin, we're on the cameras, we're ready to go. Rob. You right there, Mish? Oh, not already. We haven't even played any yet.
Right, and you can't cover your mouth either.
Yeah, no
you'll
mouth
only go
covering.
Down yourself if you do that.
It's just got to be straight out there, okay? Don't be afraid to soak him. Okay, got the water here?
Mm-hmm.
Robin East Grinstead, give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. I have no idea what's going on here on Hell's Kitchen USA.
I got down on my knees and I just grabbed whatever balls were in front of me.
Chris is held. Misha B was straight out there.
Oh my gosh.
You right?
You like this game?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Next one, let's get it together. More water, please. Well held, Chris. Mm. Matt in Derby sent this in. And it's from Jamie's summer food mashup on the TV. Sometimes Jamie changes when he's with his friends.
Me and my mate Gennaro are going to get down with nature, and this time we're going to be spit roasting a bird.
Chris went for it there.
Oh, sorry.
Is that on your trousers, Misha B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But well held. Well done. Very good. You can get rid of that woman. Just swallow it, spit it, whatever you want to do. There we are. Okay. Watching on the laptop, Jane from Bell's Hill. That's not one. Jamie in Ayrshire is watching on his phone. Okay, next one. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Graham in Cornwall, thanks for this. And it's a really touching clip from the golf with Peter Alice.
I'd like to just mention Andy Sullivan. Now, Andy Sullivan's a young man, only been a pro 18 months or so, and he's just done his fourth 69.
Chris has gone.
And he's just done his fourth 69.
Oh,
a late addition there from Misha B. Where did that go, Chris?
Sort of skimmed my face.
Okay. Once again, you're spurting a bit, Misha. Just feel free to go flat out, okay? There we go. This one. Sent in by Sean. And it's a shocking revelation from Coronation Street.
You must think me silly, but Sir Edward Elgar has touched parts of me no other man could reach.
Misha's lost it.
Sorry.
Was that Coronation Street? What were they doing? Okay.
Right.
Next. Now, this is an interesting one. Kathy in Ontario, one of our international listeners, has been on. Hi, Kathy. Kathy happened to be watching some old American soap operas. I don't know why. Is this one from Joan Collins?
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Oh, not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
It's Joan Collins. That's my fave.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
Darling. You're right, Misha.
Yeah, I'm surviving.
Yeah, not doing too bad there. Okay.
Oh, what's happened here?
More water. What's happened? More water, please. Oh no, Misha's lost it now.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? You ready?
Right.
Have you got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now over to Sean Keaveney on BBC Six Music. This one from Kerry.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on this morning until 10:41. Until they pull me off. I'm going to carry on until I get pulled off.
Oh, Misha went for it there. That was much better.
Oh, look at this.
I'm going to carry on until I get pulled off.
There we are. Sean Keaveney there.
I didn't expect this from you. All right.
She's already ready for the next one. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you're watching. Let us know if you're playing along at home. Jay in Sudbury. Thank you for this one. And this is from The Golf on BBC Two. Ready?
Mm.
Ready, Misha?
Mm-hmm.
And Headley, he jumps at 17 under. Yeah, you can kiss your balls all right, son. But a good one.
Oh, okay.
He's such a hero, that man, isn't he?
You can kiss your balls all right, son. But a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Are you all right?
I think so.
Yeah.
What's wet, Misha?
Starting to get a bit see-through.
My leg, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
And Speedy Tony, and lots of other people have been on, suggesting this one. What was that, Chris? Speedy Tony. And it's from Coronation Street again. They love it this week. Big gulps of water all round, please. Let's put the cameras on the guys. Here we go.
Many's the time I've come out of a concert fit to burst with joy or indignation, and there's been nobody there to tell. It's been all bottled up inside. Oh, I'm sorry, I've dropped some piccalilli on your bishop.
That's the best one.
More water, please, quickly.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Speedy Tony over there.
Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've dropped some piccalilli on your bishop.
Well done, Chris. Well held there, Misha B.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
Twice. Did it twice.
Right. So, I think you played well there, Misha. How are you, right?
I'll survive.
Okay, good. You might be needing that spare set of clothes.
Yes, I agree.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
We're done.
No problem.
That's done, yeah.
High five.
That was Innuendo Bingo featuring Misha B and my friend Chris. Let me know if you took part. Let me know how you did, water spitting wise. Let me know if you watched on the website. Thanks, Misha.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jen in Doncaster, thanks for the head up. She says, I thought you'd let you know that it's Jay from The Wanted's birthday next Tuesday, the 24th of July. Jay from The Wanted. And I'm sure he would love a nudie pen. Do you know what? You are not wrong. Jay from The Wanted would be all over a nudie pen. We'll try and get that sent out. I'm trying to get thank you letters from celebrities just by sending them a nice pen, you know, the tip and strip. And Carla in Sevenoaks has just driven past a flat she used to live in and waved. Yes, it's the law. I was in Manchester last week, where I used to work, and drove past my old flat in Sale. And it's the same as when you're on a boat. You have to wave. If you used to live there, just wave to the house.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Naomi in Somerset says, what about when you're visiting a city or town where you used to live and drive to go and see your old house and then evaluate their garden / curtains / ornaments? Yeah, like, every time I go past one of my old houses, I just want to go in and see what they've done with the place. Do you know what I mean? Alan off of Bedford says, I actually took a picture of my old house when I went to see it last Christmas Day. I drove past and took a picture. Is that weird? A little bit, but I do know where you're coming from. Leah Hunter on Twitter, I'm so, so sorry. We completely missed this one, I think. It's Tom from McFly's birthday today. Happy birthday, Tom. Recently married, of course. But that wouldn't stop him wanting a nudie pen, would it? Sorry, Tom. Oh, it's the Hoff's birthday as well today. Oh, I'll just give him one next time. See him pen, that is. Okay, it's now time to welcome all of our new listeners. This is happening right now, people. This country is being filled with new people all the time, and I'm all for it myself, as long as they tell everyone that they are listening to this, the unofficial show of the Olympics. I think it's a bit late to have any kind of official tie-up with this show near the Olympics now. I think you had to apply weeks ago for that. So we're keeping it unofficial. But you can get official everything else, can't you? Like chocolate bar, official ginger beer, official nose trimmers, everything. But this isn't official. Just in case they're listening in the village. But hello, if you have just arrived on an actual flight to the UK, maybe you're an athlete in a cab right now. Maybe you're a spectator. Bienvenue to you. Flights have just landed from Berlin. Bienvenue. Also Tel Aviv. Hello to all the Tel Avivians who've just arrived. Bienvenue. The hamburgers from Hamburg, they've just landed. So bienvenue. Welcome to my country. San Francisco, a flight has just arrived from there at Heathrow, bienvenue. And the people from Aberdeen who have just arrived, bienvenue, welcome to our country. And while you're here, maybe watching the Olympics or even taking part in the Olympics, just ask yourself one question.
What have
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Caswell.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is we sold a house back in 2004.
Right.
And it come back on sale last year. So we just went to have a viewing just to see what had changed.
With no actual interest in buying the house again at all?
No, just to have a look.
What was it like?
It's more or less similar, the same, but but they just like took the fireplace out that we had put in and that, but everything else more or less the same.
Right, so they obviously liked what you did with the place in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yes. So it's quite pleasing, actually.
Same bathroom?
Yeah, everything's the same.
Same curtains?
No. No, they didn't pick. No, we took them. All right. Yeah.
Even the same shower?
Yes, everything the same in the bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
What, that shower, really. The shower that you had in 2004?
I think so, it looked the same.
I would have changed that myself.
Would you?
And that kitchen wasn't up to much.
No, the kitchen, I paid quite a bit for the kitchen.
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Pardon?
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, there's been a slight issue, and I don't want this to turn into a big fiasco, about yesterday's Oh, What's Occurring, which was on Radio 1 at 3:40 in the afternoon. I asked you the question, in 2 hours of Volcano Live... Can I turn this wacky music off, actually, because this is serious? I asked you, in 2 hours of Volcano Live, on Wednesday and Thursday last week, how many times did they say the word eruptions? Now, if you were listening yesterday, you'll know that also we included in that the words erupt, erupted, and erupting. And technically, I did just ask how many times the word eruptions was on. So that's a mistake. If you guessed 59, which we said was the right answer yesterday, you can keep your points, it's fine, because it's entirely our fault. And if it is our fault, we are the first to hold our hands up here on the show, because we're nice. So if you said 59, even though that is wrong, really, technically, you can still keep those points. So now, here is Volcano Live, the two episodes, but just with the eruptions. So this is a recount. There's no erupting in here. There's no erupted. Just eruptions. So if you can remember how many you guessed yesterday, you might get some Scott Mills points now with this revised answer.
Eruption.
An eruption.
An eruption.
The eruption.
Big eruption.
Eruption.
The very beginning of the eruption.
Eruption. Building up to a really big eruption.
Major eruption.
Super eruption.
Super eruption.
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 Eruption. I'm going to show some footage now of an eruption.
How big can those eruptions be?
Just how immense these eruptions must be.
Fortunately, not every eruption here is quite that big.
The eruption's not going to happen suddenly.
Eruption.
An eruption.
Eruption.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
And the answer was 23 eruptions. So give yourself, I think it was 10. 10 Scott Mills points if you said 23 eruptions yesterday. We got it wrong. But if you did guess 59 with all the other erupted and erupts, etc., then keep your points. I hope that's cleared it up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sean in Middlesbrough says, after yesterday's fiasco with Oh, What's Occurring, he feels like he's earned his SMPs unfairly, so he's given to charity. It's very good of you. I'm not sure you can donate them to charity, so I'd be interested to know which ones have taken them. Did you take them into a charity shop? They were really unimpressed, like they are when they take clothes in. I expect them to go, oh, amazing, these are the best clothes ever, thanks so much, when I arrive with my bin bag. But normally they just go, no, put them over there. Zach from Stourport's been on. He's got 110 Scott Mills points. Is that enough for the foot spa? Nearly, but I would save up to get something a bit better, because in my experience, they're not always the best. That's why you should always listen to the show, you see, because this could happen at any time. If you weren't listening today, you wouldn't have known that we completely messed it up yesterday, and therefore, you know, you can get points at any time. Because we can mess things up, literally, at any moment. And hello, if you're one of our new listeners, and you're here for the Olympics, bienvenue, I hope you just won some points then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ewan in Belfast claims he can balance a pencil on the tip of his nose while singing Justin Bieber. Now, I did just try and ring Ewan. Obviously, we were going to try and hear that there, and we'd had to take his word for it that he was balancing a pencil on the tip of his nose, because he might not be, we can't see him. And I think I'd probably watch an hour of that, as long as he did Justin Bieber's hits. Like, I don't want album tracks, I want Baby, I want, which one other one do I want? I want Eeny Meeny, the one with Sean Kingston, and Boyfriend. All of those, with a pencil in your nose, I'd be in. Let me know what you've got. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could be on your webcam, on your computer, without leaving your house on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
What's your talent, please?
I can whistle at an orchestral standard.
You can whistle at an orchestral standard?
Yeah.
So when you whistle, it sounds like an orchestra?
Well, it's pretty good.
Well, that's what you just claimed on your text. That's brilliant. Have you got a webcam and a good internet connection, Tom?
I've got a mediocre internet connection.
Well, that's okay. We can work that out. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at Folly Farm in Elshilton.
Are you a farmer?
Yeah.
Yes to young farmers. On a tractor?
Telehandler.
A what?
Telehandler. Big truck.
Same to you. Okay, right. So what are you going to do?
I'll whistle Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. This could be on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret if it's good enough. Do you want some echo?
Sure, why not?
Okay, hang on. Okay, now whistling to an orchestral standard and possibly appearing at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. This is his big audition. It's Tom on a farm with Pirates of the Caribbean. Go! Yeah?
Is that good?
Really good, yeah. I mean, also, it was down the phone, you know? Like, so I bet when you're actually there in person or on a webcam, I bet it sounds like a proper orchestra.
Probably.
That's good, that. Would you...
Do you want me to do some of this song?
What else have you got?
I could probably do some... I don't know. What would you like me to do, Scott?
Rihanna?
Which Rihanna song?
Oh, now you're asking. Only Girl in the World.
How does that go?
Okay, then. Umbrella.
You sing it, and I'll whistle along.
Umbrella, Ella, Ella, under... What I'm going to do, Tom, is I'm going to pass your details on to Dan and Phil off of the internet. They're YouTube superstars, and they are our talent scouts this year. And they're going to work out if maybe you could be on and maybe you're good enough.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good to speak to you, Tom.
And you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, everyone, here's Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
You too.
I was enjoying and lolling at Innuendo Bingo earlier on. I was actually on the loo on the second floor here of Radio 1. They've got quite a big loo.
Oh, the big one with the cord.
The big one with the cord. That one there.
I've seen that one, yeah.
I was enjoying that area, and I stayed on the loo longer than I should have done or needed to do just to listen to the end of Innuendo Bingo. Hello, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, how are you doing?
It's a radio one loving.
All right. Did you hear Innuendo Bingo earlier, Grimmy?
No.
It's okay.
You're going to love... Have you still got some of the clips there, Scott?
Right, okay, I've got...
The best was the Joan Collins one.
Right, someone in Ontario, in Canada, has been... for some reason, watching old episodes of Dynasty, the soap opera of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And Joan Collins did a classic.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Dessert.
Do people do that?
Again.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
And what
it's Grimmy the 80s music, it's everything.
Everything.
What Grimmy can see that you can't, Scott, is that I've looked up kumquats on Wikipedia just to see if they can be used as a dessert
and?
When they have champagne poured over them. We're down to varieties, characteristics, cultivation and uses, composition. Nothing about champagne.
Well, no, nothing about that.
If Joan
Dirty
Collins,
Joe.
She knew exactly what she was doing, even in 1985.
She knew.
Okay.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's time to play a game of Oh, What's Occurring with Matt Edmondson and Nick Grimshaw. You know volcanoes?
Yes.
They're on TV a lot at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that nobody ever wants to say the name of. Do you know that one? And can you say it?
No. Is this the one that... went up over Iceland a few years ago. No, it's really hard to spell, isn't it? No.
Yeah. Even the announcer on the TV the other night didn't fancy saying the name of it.
Also on the BBC HD channel now, we're up close and a bit too personal with the world's most active volcanoes, including that one in Iceland. It's Volcano Live on BBC Two.
No, I'm sorry, that's a cop-out.
You know, just didn't know how to say it.
Look, even actual Icelandics give up halfway through, listen.
3 times bigger than the Eyjafjallajökull eruption.
Now,
I'm sorry.
3 times bigger than the Eyjafjallajökull eruption.
I kind of gave up halfway through.
I love the sigh beforehand, like he knows he's going to say it.
Yeah, it's a kind of inevitable.
Eyjafjallajökull eruption.
But
I think at the time that it was big news, I think I did remember it, and I learned it.
Did you?
Go on.
Yeah, but now I can't remember it.
Well, it sounds like Eyjafjallajökull. That must
be... Fair play to Kate Humble. She nailed it on TV the other night. So here's my question. During 2 episodes of Volcano Live on the BBC, how many times did Kate Humble say that volcano that no one else wants to say?
I think that because she is the only one that can say it, she would have said it a lot. So I'm saying...
Showing off.
12.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I saw
two episodes.
I saw a bit of this show. It's like Springwatch, but just about volcanoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea they were hoping that it was going to erupt or something.
Yeah.
Did it erupt?
No.
Nothing happened.
But there is a lot of build-up of, like, it might happen at any time. Keep watching.
In the next 800 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep watching.
Okay, so you think 12. I think it could be more, you know. I think Humble's the sort of person who would brag about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Not humble. Sorry.
I'm going to say... You know, she used to do a bit on Holiday called Humble Holidays, where she got sent to all the crap destinations.
Oh, no.
Just because her surname was Humble.
They made it round her name.
Awful, yeah.
I'm on the Leeds Riviera.
I reckon... I'm going to say 13.
Oh,
close.
Okay. Let's find out.
Ow! What's occurring?
Here's Humble on Volcano Live.
I meet an Icelandic giant which could dwarf the eruption of Eyjafjallajökull. We all do remember that eruption of 2010, Eyjafjallajökull.
When Eyjafjallajökull erupted just a few miles from here, 50 times bigger than Eyjafjallajökull in 2010.
It was about, 3 times bigger than the... Eyjafjallajökull eruption.
Now, I know this was something in Iceland that people were worried that Eyjafjallajökull could indeed trigger Katla to go off.
When Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano erupted in 2010,
source of the problems was the Icelandic volcano Eyjafjallajökull.
6.
Well, this is it. This is the culprit. Eyjafjallajökull.
7.
So why did Eyjafjallajökull continue
8.
To pump out ash for well over a month? When Eyjafjallajökull
9.
Came to life once more in 2010, the old magma was stirred up.
We may not have seen the last of Eyjafjallajökull.
10.
The eruption of Eyjafjallajökull
11.
Has proved once again that we can't take any volcano for granted.
Why can a volcano like Eyjafjallajökull
12.
Lie dormant for apparently dormant?
Come on,
so
Kate.
Long, and then suddenly spring back to life.
Oh, it was 12.
You're a witch!
Yes, Grimmy.
I'm a witch. I told you I'm a witch.
How have you done that?
Mills points
don't know
down
I'm a witch.
Ooh.
You know, I saw Tayo Cruz once in a club, and he threw his hands up in the air, and he said, Ayo, Eyjafjallajökull. I'm sorry, everyone, I'm sorry.
And thinking of suitable songs to fit that word, this is our favourite.
It works.
Good work, Humble, and well done, Nick Grimshaw. 12 actual points. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
Thanks.
How did you know that, Nick?
I don't know. It was just a random guess.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.